One of the Bougainville community members heading a complaint over Panguna mine damage has welcomed Rio Tinto's willingness to talk. The new MP, Theonila Rokamatbob, says the destructive effects of the Panguna mine in central Bougainville are still being felt more than 30 years after it shut down. She and 155 others, with the help of the Australian Human Rights Law Centre, has placed a human rights complaint with the Australian government. The mine's majority owner, while it was in production, Rio Tinto, has previously rejected any responsibility, but now says it is willing to meet with stakeholders and discuss the issues. Don Wiseman spoke with Mrs. Matbob about the latest developments.
Well, basically, what I want them to do really is when coming on a round table, because, you know, we have a lot of historical matters to sort out. We want the Rio Tinto to come on the table and at least hear the grievances of the people. And I really must appreciate the positive gesture which Rio has given by acknowledging the complaint that there is a possibility, and I'm very much looking forward to that so that at least we hear what Rio would say about the complaint. We can also have the opportunity to present the grievances of the people, the rightful person.
In the past, of course, Rio has been very emphatic about it was nothing to do with them. They said they followed the law as it applied back then, and then, of course, they walked away. But do you think Rio has had a change of heart because of what happened in Australia and the criticism they faced over the destruction of a sacred historic site for Indigenous people there?
Probably that is also part of it, but I believe that maybe it is the right timing that such things has to be ironed out, and given also the pressure that is coming from the Indigenous people of Australia, which was something I wasn't aware of. So maybe this is the right time when all of us should definitely come on a round table, and probably these are some of the things that have given Rio the conscience, I mean, the decision to make, that at least they would also take up the responsibility to talk on the round table with the community and also other stakeholders, because the issue of, especially the issue of Bougainville, is not something that we can say that Rio will stand alone on this. We'll also require the colonial administration and churches involved in the old development process of what is continuing to affect the people on Bougainville.
Can you just take us back as to what the impacts are right now in terms of the people within your district? What are the impacts of the Panguna mine aftermath currently on your people?
Well, currently, the continuous impacts that's still happening in that in Bougainville, the waste that was created by the operation is actually continuing to cover the arable land areas, which were never in the mine lease or the boundary of the project. And the people keep moving away, and then even the water sources, which are very vital things, you know, for the survival of a person, they are poisoned as we speak today. And even the fertility of the land, there is so much hunger right now as we speak. So people have to work extra hard or even move to other people's land areas. There is land shortages. There is also, apart from poisoning of the water sources, there are health impacts, people having skin infections and diseases. These are some of the impacts that were never felt by the people, but given continuous impact with the movement of the collapsing of the levees and then the covering of arable land areas, these are terrible conditions which people are impacted, as with not just that constituency that I represent. The impact of what has been left behind by Rio Tinto is actually impacting five constituencies.
Bougainville MP Theonila Roka Matbob.